The COVID-19 pandemic produced changes in intensive care units, inpatient care, and health organizations. The pandemic event increased patients' risk of developing psychological symptoms during and after hospitalization. These consequences also affected those family members who could not access the hospital. In addition, the initial lack of knowledge about the virus and its management, the climate of fear and uncertainty, the increased workload and the risk of becoming infected and being contagious had a strong impact on healthcare staff and reorganizations. This highlighted the importance of interventions aimed at providing psychological support to ICUs involving patients, their relatives, and the staff. This might involve the reorganization of the daily routine and rearrangement of ICU staff duties. We carried out a systematic review of the psychological issues raised in ICUs during the COVID-19 pandemic, which concerned patients, their relatives, and the ICU staff, physicians, nurses, and auxiliary staff, as well as the possible psychological treatments that could improve psychological measures. We investigated the PubMed and the ClinicalTrials.gov databases and found 65 eligible articles upon which we commented. Our results point to increased perceived stress and psychological distress in staff, patients, and their relatives, and increased worry for being infected with SARS-CoV-2 in patients and relatives. Furthermore, promising results were obtained for some psychological programs aiming at improving psychological measures in all ICU categories. As the pandemic limited direct inter-individual interactions, the role of interventions using digital tools and virtual reality is becoming increasingly important. All considered, our results indicate an essential role for psychologists in ICUs.